This is absolutely fantastic news for the whole of West London and our economy. Getting us back into growth is a prime example of what this government is trying to do, and delivering it via Heathrow for the whole of the economy around West London, all of the PLCs, will be a huge boost.
I'm not sure people living in Harmondsworth will agree with you, because their houses and businesses will need to be bulldozed for this third runway.
Unfortunately, this is progress. A deal needs to be done with all of these people. There needs to be arrangements that will be sorted out for them. I was born and grew up in West London. I moved to be closer to Heathrow from Hammersmith so that I could travel internationally when I run an international trade company. And today I understand the needs of growth and the development. It's something that we can't stand in the way of, but it's something that the big companies need to help local people and accommodate them to get them through this prime idea of development.
Coming from the opposing point of view, people would often say that Heathrow, in fact, the Chancellor herself said Heathrow is our only hub airport. Hubs tend to ferry people and things onto other places and not necessarily elsewhere in the UK. Is that necessarily a good thing for the UK economy?
Hubs for the UK is a point where airports are all around the UK. Transport links from around the UK take people and take cargo into Heathrow to be better connected internationally and around the world. So it's a good thing for the whole of the UK economy. And what's more, the biggest export out of Heathrow is Scottish salmon.
Well, then people in Scotland might say, well, why not invest in Edinburgh Airport instead then?
Edinburgh Airport isn't connected around the entire world. Heathrow Airport already is.
OK. You mentioned travelling abroad for business. I'm sure it wasn't only Heathrow you flew out of. There's Gatwick, there's City Airport, there's Luton, there's even Southend. You can fly from many places. Wouldn't the investment be better spent potentially elsewhere?
You can fly from other airports, but if you want to travel to frontier markets, travel to most US destinations, travel to China, travel to the developing economies in the Middle East and in Asia, the main airport for the UK for business flights most regularly is Heathrow Airport.
Alan, obviously you're on the side of this, but you will have been waiting an awful long time for this to happen. As the Chancellor mentioned in her speech, this was something the previous government didn't decide to do. Even now, with the government putting its support behind the possibility of a third runway, it doesn't mean it's set in stone and the shovels are in the ground yet. It's going to take even longer to come into being, isn't it?
Well, it's taken 70 years since the last runway was built in the UK. So I guess we can wait a few more years. But it's something that needs to be started. We need to go on a journey to make all of this happen. We need to accommodate people in the local area to make sure everybody's properly looked after. But we need primarily, more than anything else, to grow a safe economy so that the UK can prosper.